We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to get Steve on here momentarily. We're going to head out right now to our SDCCU fan hotline. A great writer and a good guy and a personal friend of mine. Steve Fryer from the OC Register joining us on 97.3 The Fan. Steve, boy, a tough day. Last couple of days for all of us here in Southern California on a variety of different fronts with this tragedy.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons you and I are in sports, John, is, you know, we call it the toy department. But sometimes, you know, real life stuff creeps into what we do. And yesterday was a day like this. I was out at lunch after church with my wife having lunch, and I got a text that a bunch of people were at Orange Coast College. John L. Tavelli was on that helicopter. Oh, man. So I got to drive over to OCC right away. And I get there, and, you know, there's players hugging each other, just sitting in remorse. You know, it was quite the scene. And then Ron LaRuffa, who I think you might know, he's been coaching baseball around here for a long time. He used to be the head coach at Fountain Valley, before that, Edison. You might know Ron. And I saw him, and, you know, he just, like, grabbed me and just hugged me and just, you know, just kind of poured it out for a lot of tears for a good 45 seconds or so. And, you know, I've known Ron a long time. That was a tough one, man. And they had the players gathered together, and, you know, everybody was there, and people were showing up, players past and present got there. And one of the cool things, you know, if cool things happen, a Costa Mesa, and Orange Coast College is in the city of Costa Mesa, folks who might not know that, a fire truck goes by, you know, this little entrance right by the baseball field, which is a beautiful baseball complex that Coach Altobelli built over there at Costa Mesa, at Orange Coast College. Fire truck goes by, guy gets a loudspeaker and says, "Our thoughts and prayers are with all you people. Coach Alto was a friend of ours too." And, what, you know, just like that sort of community thing just came out about how important a guy like Coach Alto was. Tomorrow would have been the start of his 28th year. Tomorrow's opening day against Southwestern College at Orange Coast College. Do you go play the game or you not play the game? They left it up to the players. They voted, yeah, we're going to play the game. And, you know, John, sometimes when you do these things, you got to think, what would the person who passed away, what would they want us to do? How do they want us to? And there's no right way. But they're thinking, you know, what would Coach Alto want to do? And the kids decided, Coach would want us to play. So at 1:45 p.m., there's going to be, you know, a moment of silence. Jason Kelly, the athletic director, is going to talk. The acting head coach, Nate Johnson, is going to talk. And then the sports information director, Tony Altobelli, John Altobelli's younger brother, he's also the PA guy, he's going to say some words too. And then they're going to get out there, first pitch at 2 o'clock, and after the national anthem, and away we go. And this is what Alto would want the guys to do. They want us, you know, we've been working to play baseball. Let's get out there and play baseball and compete and play, you know, Orange Coast College Pirates baseball, which is, you know, every pitch is every pitch, and we go for it, and we play hard, and we compete, and we play with pride for Pirate family, and that's how they're gonna do it tomorrow. And you know, I would expect nothing less than great efforts from all those kids and a lot of those young people I know from coaching them, from covering them here in Orange County High Schools. Justin Brote, the big first baseman who played at Huntington Beach, he just said, "Hey, you know, coach was just a great guy, a great friend. Everybody on that program was family to him. The team manager, Nick Source, not a player, just a team manager guy." He says Coach treated him like a son. So Nick Source got a job and with the Angels. He's going to be one of the clubhouse attendant guys, and Coach Alto got him that job, helped him get him that job. That's just the sort of things Coach did all the time.
Steve Fryer from the Orange County Register sharing his thoughts on John Altobelli. You mentioned Coach Altobelli's younger brother, Tony. Boy, what a rough Sunday for him. He also is the sports information director there at OCC, and he had to handle a lot of the stuff that was coming down yesterday.
Man, you know, and he did, and I was shoulder to shoulder with him on some of this, and, you know, getting calls from CNN and all over the place. And his niece was on the helicopter, Alyssa. His sister-in-law, Carrie, is on that helicopter, Carrie. But what would his brother want him to do? His brother would want him to, hey, you got to do your job, baby. And so Tony did the job professionally with a heavy heart and a lot of deep breaths between sentences. And it was something. This coach was a remarkable guy. He also coached in the Cape Cod League. And, John, you know what that is. A lot of people don't know. That's a wonderful summer league out in Massachusetts area. I think it's a wooden bat league too.
Right, it is.
The guys get out there, and it's high level baseball. A lot of prospects out there. A lot of guys played for Coach Alto and for the Brewster team in the Cape Cod League, including an outfielder for the New York Yankees named Aaron Judge played for him out there too. And it's just a tragedy. You know, Kobe Bryant was, of course, huge, larger than life. Not too many guys we know are larger than life. You know. If somebody you know by their first name only, you know, Kobe, Wilt, Elgin, Michael, you know, there's not too many guys that just first name and that's it. You know who we're talking about. But Kobe was that kind of guy. And around here, you know, everybody knows Coach Altobelli is Alto. You say Alto, everybody around baseball knows you're talking about John Altobelli.
Yeah, John Altobelli, 27 years the head coach at Orange Coast College, 705, 478, and a 4 record. How many state championships he end up winning? About 5?
5, including just this past spring. You know, in 2019, he got his 5th one. A lot of Final Four appearances in community college baseball, and people who know baseball around here and in California, as you do, community college baseball in here is nails. It is good. There are all kinds of pro guys who came up through community college baseball. Some of them through OCC, some of them at Cypress, some of them at Santa Ana College, some at Fullerton, et cetera. And, 5 state titles and got his 5th one just this past spring. And, you know, and when I was talking to LaRuffa and Ron LaRuffa, the assistant coach, and, you know, he didn't say that we won the 5th title. He goes, yeah, and Alto got his – he said Alto got his 5th state title. You know, that's how they looked at it. It was his state championship. Just a few days ago, they, you know, were fixing up the clubhouse, and Altobelli's in there like coaches do. He's down there on his hands and knees in the shed there that they're making into a nice clubhouse, you know, gluing the carpet, nailing the carpet down. You know, this nice carpet that's going to be in the clubhouse. 6 a.m. every day, you know, through like some health difficulties, knee surgery, still out there at 6 a.m. mowing that lawn every day. He didn't have to do it recently because Altobelli, one of his big projects, I'm going to get beautiful turf field out there. Yeah, they got artificial turf field out there, and it is gorgeous. So Alto didn't have to mow that lawn at 6 a.m. every gosh darn day and pull weeds and whatever else. But that complex at Orange Coast College is gorgeous, and it's all him.
That's great stuff. Steve Fryer, the Orange County Register, my guest here on 97.3 The Fan, our SDCCU fan hotline. Steve, before I let you go, did you cover Christina Mauser in high school?
No, I did not. You know, basically, I'm, you know, baseball, basketball, football guy with some track and field and volleyball thrown in, but no. But, you know, her husband, you know, she coached at Harvard Day School, which is a pretty elite private school in Newport Beach. A lot of kids went there. You know, apparently Kobe was going to be coaching over it. Was going to be helping out when his daughter Gigi Gianna got over to Sage Hill High School, really nice private school in Newport, beautiful place. So I didn't know her, but her husband Matt, one heck of a singer. Sounds like Frank Sinatra, darn it! And he plays with a band called Tijuana Dogs. And you know, Matt, kind of known by a lot of folks around here. You know, it just the tragedy is just widespread. It's all over the place. You know, of course it's Kobe, but there's a lot of people that are hurting from other people who were involved in this tragedy. It's been something. It's it's just a big wide cloud that's covering a large area and has affected a lot of hearts here, John.
I would imagine you're going to be out there tomorrow, aren't you?
If they tell me to go there, I'll go. I'll go, and if I got to go cover this thing, I got to go cover this thing. You know, it's going to be tough. But I think those young people, they're gonna treat Alto's legacy great. They're gonna go out there. They're gonna play. They're gonna play Orange Coast College baseball the way Alto would want them to play. I expect nothing less from those young people, even though it's going to be heavy hearts and it's going to be a tough situation. And, be a lot of media people there, a lot of distraction people there, a lot of, the CNNs of the world, the ABCs of the world, a lot of cameras going to be there. It's going to be kind of different. But I expect those young people to prevail and get through it and to do their coach proud.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much for the time today. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing a lot of great memories of John Altobelli.
Okay, Coach. Anytime, sir.
There you go. Class act right there. Steve Fryer, a longtime writer for the Orange County Register. Nice enough to join us today on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. And again, all of our guests come via the SDCCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, give them a call at 877-SDCCU-4U or visit SDCCU.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.